This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Good news on the roads in Colorado. Traffic deaths are down 21% this year. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Almost every category of traffic death is down this year, says Sam Cole, the safety manager for the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The simple answer is that people are driving more safely. They're not driving impaired quite as much. Their speeds are down. They're less distracted.
Cole credited changes to state law, like making it unlawful for drivers to hold their cell phones. The drop in deadly crashes in Colorado tracks national trends, with fatalities consistently declining since 2022. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
A new proposal at the State House would create a coordinator position to help reduce Colorado's huge backlog of sexual assault evidence kits. CPR's Benta Berkland explains.
About 1,400 reported victims in sexual assault cases are waiting for the state to process their DNA evidence. The average wait time is about a year and a half, which delays prosecutions and leaves many victims in a painful limbo. A new bill would create an independent coordinator to work with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation to track what's happening with that evidence and keep lawmakers updated. It also puts into state law a goal of a two-month turnaround time for evidence testing. Right now, the guideline is 6 months, but the Bureau is failing to meet even that. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org. You can also hear the day's top news stories in the Colorado Today podcast. It is now 8:06 along the Front Range today. Cooler than yesterday, but still a warm spring day. Highs in the mid-60s, breezy at times, and there is a chance of some rain, so keep your umbrella or jacket nearby. In the Central Mountains near Vail and Aspen, partly sunny, highs in the upper 40s or low 50s. There is some snow expected today, but not much accumulation.